Glad to have you back at training camp. It feels good to be back on the field with the team. Right away, I could sense the work that they put in over the summer. And I'm not surprised that they put that work in. As we got back into our team stuff, we did a good bit of move the ball today just as a competition. Let's get the coaches off, make some calls, and let them adjust on our own. So the retention from what we had and built on some of the time through the spring to now was good. We highlighted the players in the spring to say, here's a couple of things specifically you need to work on individually. And then now, as we get in here to training camp, it's everything we can do to get our team better. So we got a really clear vision of how we'd like our football to look come September. We got a hell of a long way to go to get to that spot. But today was a good first day in that start. And I'm glad to open it up on questions regarding training camp.
Coach, could you talk about McKinley? How did he do today? And we couldn't tell if he was in the 11s or not. Could you help us out on that?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. We have three players that are limited right now, meaning they do our night walkthrough, they do the individual skill parts, some group periods that aren't full speed, and those three players are Julio Jones, Taylor Gabriel, and Tack McKinley. And they'll probably go through that for a few days with us, making sure they get back up, and then we'll work them in next week into the full team periods, or at least that's the goal, heading in.
He looked pretty good warming up and then hitting the bag down there with Coach Young. Did you get a chance to check him out and see how he looked?
I did, and he really put the work in over the summer. So when you're a little bit behind, when you don't get to get here and do some of the skill work based on colleges or on the quarters, you don't get some of the knowledge. So over the summer, you could tell he applied himself and put the work in from a rehab standpoint. He looks very strong, and we're anxious just to take him kind of one step at a time. And we'll take it through this first block, and then we take, the guys get a day off, and then we come back and go for it again.
Julio looked like he was landing pretty good on his foot, making some catches. How did you evaluate Julio's work today?
I didn't check on him specifically today. He's communicated with me over the summer, the running that he's done. So I think he felt good on most of his cuts. He's such a specific guy. There's certain things that may bother and certain ones don't. So we'll just work through those, make sure he's getting the routes and the timing with Matt, especially led during the individual and the group periods. And then when we can get him into the team stuff, we will. But he'll participate in the walkthrough portions too to make sure the install part's staying on top of it.
Dan, there were some punches with those drills that tackle doing. How did you feel that he did, especially with that right arm and being able to punch and go through some of the defensive line drills that you put them through?
I was real optimistic in seeing him. He looked real normal and didn't look like he had guarded it at any spot. Any player that comes back from an injury, it's okay. I got to go through this and make it feel good again. So the fact that he has confidence because he put the work in during the rehab portion allows him to have that confidence. So we're pleased with the first day.
Coach, you have a Danish player on the team. What made you bring Andreas Knappe here and how has he done so far?
He did a good job at UConn and really had experience playing tackle. And he had size and length. And then we knew he had the work ethic to go with it. So we're going to work like crazy to develop him. He's not behind in terms of any other rookie. He worked so hard at UConn to get up to speed. But we are pleased with him so far. This next month for the offensive lineman, it's a big one. At some positions, you can develop your skill on air or throwing or catching. At his specific position, it's about the contact, too. And so that'll be a big part for him over the next month.
Dan, you're always such an upbeat guy. For all the positives and negatives coming off of the Super Bowl season, did you take any special approaches this offseason? And how do you think the players have responded to those special challenges?
We did our due diligence over the spring to make sure we could recapture our mindset of how hard we have to work to get right. And once we're here in a training camp, how good can this team get? That's really where our focus is. We know so many things that we can get better at. And when they push each other like they do, they've created this environment that they push each other and they hold each other accountable. When you're in that kind of environment every day, it kind of fuels you to be at your best. You don't want to let the guy right next to you down or the guy that you're going to compete against. So I think more than anything, it's this environment that the players have created here based on the work, where if you're not doing that, you kind of stick out like a sore spot. So more than anything, it's that work. You better be ready to battle.
Dan, how closely are you watching True? Sorry, questions from the back. How closely are you watching True, and does he seem like he's at full strength?
He does seem like he's at full strength. The question was regarding True. And the fact that he got cleared at the end of mini camp was good. So then we knew he had a really long window over the summer to get ready. So he took about half the reps today, and then we'll go three-quarter over the next day or two, and then back to everything. But his speed, his strength, going it and being in it was good. And I thought, honestly, the same thing for Claiborne as well. You know, he got the chance to get back in and get in the mix. So for those two guys, they put a lot of work in the offseason, one with a bicep, one with a pec. And you got to go in there and test it on a player. And I was glad to see those guys do that today.
When you guys caught fire at the end of the year and in the playoffs, right, that wave, I'm sure we can tell on the truth. Did you talk to them after it?
Yeah, almost every day. And part of the reason we had so much success was because of men like Adrian and True, because of the work they put in. So we tried to show them that gratitude to know that part of the team success is because of the work they put in. Yes.
During the team drills, it looked like Tevin was lined up as a receiver. He caught one pass and catch the other. He said that that wasn't a part of his game when you guys drafted him. What about him, obviously, besides his speed, gave you the hope that he could do that? And how much more do you think that makes him a threat?
It definitely makes him a threat. It's because of a couple things. One, we have confidence in him to catch it. He's really worked hard at establishing his receiving skills. His role in college was toting it and taking for some long runs, and he did a great job at that. And that's what first, our evaluation, could he really fit in well with a one-cut system where he could really press the line of scrimmage and then accelerate and go. And then he added the other part of it with it. It's his long speed that can really create some matchups. He can fly. So when a linebacker or a safety's there, you better be on your game.
Is he an example of when you say you really try to find new ways to teach your guys? Is he an example of one of those type of players for you?
He is, and he's had to put the work in at that to make sure that's a role he can do. So just because you're trying, it doesn't mean you excel at it. He had to put work in, lots of time, lots of routes to get to that spot. So we're very encouraged. We feel like guys who go from year one to year two make a significant jump in the league, and we also feel that guys from two to three make a significant jump. And I do feel like Tevin's going to be one of those players that's going to make that jump. They've got more experience, more as you're going through it. So for a number of the second-year guys, they've played in over 40 games over the last 2 years. Their experience is growing. They're gaining more confidence in their game. So he's one that we're excited about, that we feel like he can make a big jump this year.
Last question, guys.
Don Terrio Poe, how did he look out there? Did he look like he just fit right in as well?
He has right from the very beginning. He's an excellent teammate. And so right off the bat, there's this connection that has started between he and Grady Jarrett right down in the middle of it all. So he came back in terrific shape. And you can tell just by looking at him that he's fit and he's ready to go. So we're proud of the work he put in since he's arrived here as a Falcon.
How did the right guards look, and were they split in that first team rep, Ben and Wes?
I'll give it to you as you're a real competitor. B. Kearns had just said last question, and you just jumped right in there, so I appreciate that from you. I expect it. The competition at right guard, it was good.
Okay.
To see, really, today wasn't really where we feature Harlow, so Ben was the one that that started the whole thing off, and then Wes is going to, and those guys will rotate him through. We'll also put some guys inside at center and see, okay, both those guys are going to play guard and center all the way through the camp, so some days one will be a guard, one will be a center. Some days we'll both have them at guard. So Chris is going to be real deliberate in how we go about creating those reps. It's going to be a while before somebody steps up there. And the reason being, at their position, it's going to be so much about having the contact and protection that goes along when you have pads.
Okay, thanks,
Coach. All right, thanks, you guys. Appreciate
it. That is the big battle we hadn't asked about.